So the rumour of the wealth of Erebor spread abroad and reached the ears of the dragons. And at last Smaug the Golden, greatest of the dragons of his day, arose and without warning came against King Thror and descended on the mountain in flames. It was not long before all that realm was destroyed, and the town of Dale nearby was ruined and deserted. But Smaug entered into the great hall, and lay there upon a bed of gold. From the sack and the burning many of Thror's kin escaped. And last of all from the halls by a secret door came Thror himself and his son Thrine the Second. They went away south, into long and homeless wandering, with their family, among whom were the children of Thrine the Second, Thorin Oakenshield, Freyrin, and Dis. Thorin was then a youngster in the reckoning of the dwarves. With them went also a small company of their kinsmen and faithful followers. It was afterwards learned that more of the folk under the mountain had escaped than was at first hoped, but most of these went to the Iron Hills. Years afterwards, Thror, now old, poor, and desperate, gave to his son Thrine the one great treasure he still possessed, the last of the Seven Rings, and then he went away with one old companion only, called Nar. Of the ring he said to Thrine at their parting,
"This may prove the foundation of new fortune for you yet, though that seems unlikely, but it needs gold to breed gold. Surely you do not think of returning to Erebor?" said Thrine.
"Not at my age," said Thror. "Our vengeance on Smaug I bequeath to you and your sons, but I'm tired of poverty and the scorn of men. I go to see what I can find."
He did not say where. He was a little crazed, perhaps, with age and misfortune, and long brooding on the splendour of Moria in his forefathers' days, or the ring, it may be, was turned to evil now that its master was awake, driving him to folly and destruction. From Dunland, where he was then dwelling, he went north with Nar, and they crossed the Redhorn Pass, and came down into Azan-ul-Zibar.